And I think Keith has called back. So, Keith, are you there? Do you have a question for our candidates?
Yes, I am. I'm curious as to where the candidates stand about where they really support the city. I mean, the city often has stances that they support businesses in town, which is a great thing. But are they more in support of businesses or the city of the Sikkins, the residents and of the city? And I ask this question because in a prior question was about possibly having a city-owned haul out for boats. In Tennessee, a city actually went ahead and created their own gas station and eliminated the middleman, and therefore were able to reduce the cost of the gasoline prices to its own citizens. So again, my question is, are you more in favor of businesses or residents? And would you support creating city-owned businesses that profits don't go outside, as CETA says it's called a leakage, but instead those profits stay within the community? And I'll take your answers on the radio. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the call, Keith. And we'll come back in a moment to the question of affordable housing, but just to answer the caller's question, and Mayor McConnell, I think that goes to you first.
Okay. Well, I think we need to remember that in Sitka, I think we're a pretty small enough town that the residents are the businesses too. I don't think that our businesses are so big that they're not our neighbors. So I think it's important to keep that in mind. And then as far as supporting businesses, sometimes it seems like it's such a, I don't know, what does that mean? I own a business. I've been a small business owner my whole adult life. So I get frustrated with that sometimes because I really do try to support businesses. I mean, I don't want to hurt myself. So, I mean, it's just, and I know so many business owners. My business, Shelter Cove Publishing, I wouldn't exist if it weren't for businesses. So, that's extremely important to me and their vitality and their ability to live here and be here. So I think one thing I'd like to share with people is just in the last, I think actually since the CETA Innovation Forum yesterday, I've been talking with Administrator Mark Gorman about transportation, and there's been some more talk about, well, what can we do? How can we lower the cost of transportation? That was one of the ideas that came up at the forum yesterday, and it didn't rise to the top, but there were a lot of good ideas at that forum, and this was one of them, and I think there's going to be more discussion about it. But, you know, can we use Al Marine, for example, to help address our need for better ferry service? We're not getting the ferry service that we need from the state. And, you know, Sitka's really getting the short end of the stick on that one. And I am just so sick of that. And so it's cost everyone so much money, and it's affecting our children's education. And, you know, so what can we do about that? Well, let's get creative and let's see what we can do, use with one of our local businesses and create a ferry service, hopefully get some funding from the Alaska Marine Highway System to take care of that during the winter months. And so I think that kind of thinking is what's going to help us here in our little spot on the rock.
Great. And again, the number to call in is 747-5877. Orion, the same question from the caller, Keith, about sort of balancing business and the people of Sitka. And who are you for?
Well, small business employs a lot of people. Small business is a vital cog in the machine of our town. But I think we need to be careful about trying to having the city encompass more services than it can handle. I'm just gonna read a little quote from our city administrator and chief financial administrative officer here in the budget of 2015. We must be vigilant not to directly or indirectly increase the scope and expanse of municipal services, which in turn make the governmental structure more complex. This includes critical analysis of the future impact of major decisions. especially in regards to how such decisions carry future price tags for ongoing operation, maintenance, and replacement of infrastructure. So while we do need to think about transportation and education, we need to think about controlling, not allowing the city to get too complex, mm-hmm. Otherwise it'll crash underneath its own weight. We need to keep it limited and concise.
Great.